Recent shooting deaths of black men by white police officers have amplified tension in city neighborhoods across the country. Now residents there are asking what happened to community policing. Reporter Leonid Inge tells us about a former Raleigh police officer who was well known and respected in the neighborhood where he worked. There was even a movie about him. It's the same Southeast Raleigh neighborhood where a young black man was shot and killed by a white police officer last week.
Ashante Watson stood in front of a memorial full of candles and red and black balloons, remembering 24-year-old Akil Dinkins. He was the black man who was shot and killed by police officer D.C. Twitty, who is white.
He didn't even do anything. He felt in danger, so he decided to run. So, in memory of him, we did this.
Did you put something down?
Yeah.
What did you put down?
I put, Shanti will always love you, with the heart.
Several investigations are underway, but the latest information from city officials says Dinkins and Twitty struggled before shots were fired. Early reports also say it appears Dinkins had a weapon, which was found near his body. With tensions high, including a lot of police bashing, I ask Watson if there were better times in her Bragg Street neighborhood and if there were any police officers she liked. She said yes.
We had one neighborhood police a while ago, Officer Wagner. He was a very good friend. And then he retired. So ever since then, the neighborhood really hasn't been the same since he left. It was a lot safer when he was here.
I miss the relationships I had the opportunity to build while I was there. I miss being a police officer every single day.
It wasn't hard finding former Raleigh police officer Robert Wagner.
And when I got removed from the area, I felt like I wasn't able to do what I was called to do, and that was to show compassion, to show love, and try to make a difference.
Wagner, who is white, is 31 years old, and patrolling the Bragg Street neighborhood was his first assignment. He patrolled the area for 7 years, and he knew everybody, including Akil Dinkins, who was recently shot and killed.
Matter of fact, when I remember a time I actually had to arrest him for an outstanding warrant. I believe the warrant was for failure to appear on a misdemeanor possession of marijuana charge.
Wagner says he could tell Dinkins didn't like the situation he was in.
And I remember telling him, I was like, Akil, I said, you've got every opportunity in your life right now. You've got every opportunity. I said, you have no felonies. I said, you got this one drug charge. It's an easy thing that I can put you through programs to get this thing dismissed. You know, we can work through this.
Fast forward a few years. When Officer Twitty was trying to arrest Dinkins, he was wanted on a felony drug charge. Wagner says he still doesn't know the exact reason why he was reassigned from the mostly African-American Bragg Street neighborhood. He knows some residents complained, saying he was no great white hope. Wagner left the department altogether when his request to take a leave of absence to produce a film was denied. The name of the short movie is Bragg and East, about the Raleigh neighborhood where he worked.
As a public servant, it's my responsibility to step up and get involved.
Remember Ashante Watson, who first told me about Wagner? Well, he definitely remembers her. Several years ago, he was Watson's escort at a father-daughter dance at Passage Home, an organization that serves struggling families and neighborhoods. The girl would have to sit in a chair while her escort said positive things about her.
You know, everyone crowds around. I had to get up on one knee in front of her and, you know, speak some positive words into her life. And, you know, and for a while, you know, I would drive down the street and say, how's it going, daughter? She'd go, hey, Dad. You know, it was fun.
Wagner says what he wants most of all is a peaceful neighborhood for all the Ashantes out there. And he also wants a better path for all the Akils. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.